the Romani hip-hop group Gypsy.cz have gradually built up a following here in the Czech Republic, with their unusual mix of rap and traditional gypsy music and lyrics in Czech, English and Romani. But the band, led by Radoslav Gypsy Banga, have set their sights higher on international success. Their most recent album reached the European World Music Top 10, and at the weekend, Gypsy.cz notched up another career milestone when they played at perhaps the world's greatest music festival, England's Glastonbury. Jan Wellinger has more.
The Glastonbury Festival has a tradition that goes back to the 1970s. Initially, the three-day event began small. Today, it draws crowds of more than 175,000 to see some of the world's top groups or cutting-edge musical acts. In the past, performers included PJ Harvey, The Cure, and Radiohead. This year, headliners included The Chemical Brothers, Killers, and Iggy Pop, followed by countless smaller acts spread across smaller stages on Glastonbury's fields. Romani hip-hop group Gypsy.cz described their appearance at Glastonbury as a success. Several hundred visitors viewed the band in the tent known as the Pussy Parlor. Czech radio spoke with the Gypsy.cz's violinist Vojta Lavička after their performance, asking how it went.
Samozřejmě, že jsme trošku trému měli, ale my jsme přece vystupovali na trošku menší stage.
Of course, we were a little bit nervous, but the stage we performed on was somewhat smaller than the really big stars. We were even worried whether we would get enough of an audience. But people came and they danced, and some in the audience were even Czech tourists who knew the song Romano Hip Hop and sang along. The chorus for Romano Hip Hop caught on even amongst the wider audience.
Hej cigan, hrajte naše, poslouchej.
Says Vojta Lavička, the atmosphere of the whole festival was excellent, despite traditionally bad weather, lots of rain and mud. In the past, Woodstock-like images of fans rolling in the muck or raking mud through their hair have been common at Glastonbury, and this year was no different.
We were surprised how no one cared about the bad weather. Visitors were all covered in mud, but everybody still had a great time, dancing and so on. It was peaceful too. We were given our own raincoats and galoshes to make our way through the mud, 20 centimeters deep.
As for other acts over the three-day event, there was of course plenty to see, although Vojta Lavička admits they came too late to see a lot of the bands.
Tak něco málo jsme viděli, nebylo toho zase tak moc, protože jsme vlastně přiletěli den předtím.
We didn't see a lot of acts because we only arrived later, but we did see Iggy Pop, who was amazing. He did an incredible thing. He invited people on stage. About 50 climbed up, potentially a huge headache for security, but they handled it, and in the end, it was quite relaxed. Iggy Pop really made an impression.
Asi největší dojem zanechal Iggy Pop.
Gypsy.cz have now returned to the Czech Republic for a few days before they continue their tour of Europe. Their next stop is this Friday in Brussels, and they're slated to perform again in Great Britain in the autumn, playing the Isle of Wight.
The sound of Gypsy.cz. And a reminder, you're listening to Radio Prague.